Ophelie Mackenzie took the last winding turn in the road and drove the station wagon slowly through the tiny town of Safe Harbor. It had been an arduous afternoon in the city for her. She hated going to the group twice a week, but she had to admit that it helped her. She didn't like burdening Pip with her troubles. It didn't seem fair to do that to a child of 11. Ophelie drove through town, and shortly afterward took a left turn onto the dead-end road that led to the gated portion of Safe Harbor. Most people missed it. She did it by reflex now, on automatic pilot. It had been a good decision and the right place to spend the summer. She needed the peace and quiet it offered. She drove slowly through the gate as the man in the security booth waved, and she nodded. She let out a small sigh as she drove toward the house carefully, over the speed bumps. There were children on bicycles on the road, several dogs, and a few people walking. It was one of those communities where people knew each other, but stayed unto themselves nonetheless. They had been there for a month. She hadn't met anyone, and didn't want to. For the moment, at least, she felt as though her life was over. She felt 100 years old, although she was 42. And looked 30. Her hair was long and blonde and soft and curly, and her eyes were the same rusty brandy color as her daughter's. And she was as small and delicate as Pip was. When she was in school, she'd been a dancer. She'd tried to get Pip interested in ballet at an early age, but Pip had hated it. She was solitary in her pursuits and was happy left to her own devices to read or draw or dream or play with moose. In some ways, she was not unlike her mother, who had been solitary as a child, too. Ophelie parked the car in the driveway, put her car keys in her bag, got out and slammed the car door without locking it. There was no need to. And when she walked into the house, all she saw was 16-year-old Amy industriously loading the dishwasher and looking busy. She was always busy when Ophelie got home, which meant she had done nothing all afternoon before that and had to frantically catch up in the last few minutes. There was little to do anyway. It was a bright, cheerful, well-kept house with clean-looking modern furniture, bare light wood floors, and a picture window that went the length of the house and afforded a splendid view of the ocean. There was a long, narrow deck out.